Well, our guest in the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
You've told me about this before. There was a terrible murder. This happened in Lamar County, or was it Paris?
In Paris itself.
In 1915, this was involving a family, father and daughter.
Yes.
Father murdering the daughter.
Yes.
I don't recall if he was not convicted.
He was eventually convicted. Two of the witnesses were called into the army in World War I, so they had to continue the trial to 1919 when all the witnesses were back. It was a very unusual trial with all the legal complications that came about.
So this was now more than 100 years ago.
Yes.
The names?
The name of the girl was Pauline Walton.
Uh-huh.
And her father was Tillman Lewis Walton.
Okay. The reason we're bringing this up is there are threads of this that have never really been tied together.
Right.
There's still mysteries involving.
There's still lots of questions that I ask myself, how could this have happened? One of them is nobody in the family reports hearing the murder. And there was a lot, but the neighbors heard some screaming. So it doesn't all mesh.
But the reason we're getting into this again is not just to rehash this thing from 100 years ago, but this has inspired you to try something new, and that would be historical fiction.
Right.
Because you can't really write about it. You don't have all the details to write about
it. You have to add some what you think happened. And I'm trained as a historian, you know, footnotes at the end. You have to have those little numbers.
Oh, I know.
And I'm also a genealogist, and genealogists don't put something down unless they have a record to prove it. So it is very difficult for me to make something up.
This goes against every fiber of your being.
It does. You know, it's just like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? But sometimes you have to. But I read a review of a book the other day. Can't remember the name of the book, but it was about a man who was important here in Texas. He was born as a slave, and his name, of course, changed. And the reviewer was complimenting the author on going to other sources and finding out what life would have been like for a 3 or 4 year old slave. This is something that historians do. Genealogists kind of shy away from that. But you can say, all right, if a person was living in this time period and this was their income, their social economic status, you can pretty well fit what it's going to be, what their life would have been like in a particular location.
We're talking with Carol Taylor. Carol is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. So you're now pretty far along in writing this.
I am. And right now I'm going to put it on my blog when I finish. And then
the whole book?
It's not a book yet.
Ah.
And what I'm thinking about, I have several, at least a dozen or more, murders like this that I've encountered.
Well, and so you're doing this more so than as a short story.
Right. It's a short story, but there's some points. I gave a talk on it the other day, and I realized that most citizens today don't realize that women couldn't vote until the 18th Amendment.
Sure.
They don't realize what poll tax were. Poll tax were a means of controlling some of the citizens.
Mm-hmm.
So it's bringing out all those
little details of
yes,
life
that some of us don't realize it happened.
So we can look forward on your blog
to seeing this
story soon.
Yeah.
And then maybe some more.
Yes. And one of the funny things I'll have to tell, everybody wants the state of Texas to have a balanced budget. In fact, that's in the Texas Constitution.
Yes.
Well, sometimes we go over the budget. And when Maude Ferguson, Miriam Ann, I think was her middle name, Ferguson, was governor, to balance the budget, she just opened the doors to the prison and pardoned or paroled all the men there.
Huh. Wow. And just so that cut expenses, don't have to feed them.
You're right.
Right? Boy, I don't think that'd go over so good now, huh?
No.
Well, interesting. All right, so we'll be looking for that. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. Carol Taylor, Chairman of the Hutt County Historical Commission, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.